Hey guys, welcome back to the 15th episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar and today I'm going to be ranking all of the Brawl Time skins from top to bottom. So before getting into that, some Brawl news. So, the old Lunar New Year skins have gone out of the shops. So, the Edgar one, the Barley skin and the Tiger El Primo? Tiger Primo? I don't remember what all of them are called. But, yeah, so I think they will come back probably sometime around next year. Or maybe sometime just in the shop. You know, sometimes skins pop up randomly. But in the shop today, we see there is High Score Griff, a really, really good skin. And Baikyu Eve, again, probably one of... Well, probably it could be... I think it's Eve's best skin. Yeah, it's probably Eve's best skin. So, actually, the Brawl Time skins all were in the shop yesterday, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think they were in the shop yesterday. Yeah, they were yesterday. And I did manage to get Cupid Piper for 39 gems only, because she's 149 gem skin, and I don't have any good skin for Piper except for Pink Piper, or I don't know what the skin's called, but the one you could get for Star Points, I think they were called Star Points, something like that. But yeah, so I'm really happy about that. I think it's probably my favorite, it's not my favorite, but you'll see which is my favorite Brawl Time skin. Serenade Poco was on sale for 39 gems, and Doll Jessie just came out for 29 gems, it's a pretty good skin, but I think it could be better. So let's see. Oh, the Piper skin just came out and it's for 149 gems. They're doing a track again, like for the Poco, which where you need to buy your way to get forward, forward in the track. So we actually just got the legendary star drop for free today, which I'm really happy about, because I'm not happy about what I got. I just got I got Kit star power. I mean, I guess it's okay. I don't have a star power for Kit, but I did. Well, I got the one where he attaches to enemies for 3 seconds longer. I'm not sure. One of those. No, to not enemies, to your teammates. But, I guess, kind of, free legendary, free star power, saving me 2,000 coins. But, it could have been better. My friend got 2 legendary star drops on 2 different accounts. On one, he got Megan, he got Amber on the second one. I was so jealous. It's not fair that I get, a kid star power, and he gets a freaking 2 legendary brawlers. Yeah, but, you know... Yeah, so I think that's really it. I haven't done anything really in Brawl Stars. Yeah, there's nothing really nothing's really else that's going on right now. Just there was a sneak peek about the next episode, but I will go over that not now, maybe in the next one. So, let's get right into the episode. So, now I'm going to be ranking all the Brawl Time skins. So, from top to bottom. So, there are 6 skins, not too much, but, I just think we're just going to go over them. I'll tell you some things about them. And let's get right into it. So coming in number 6 is Serenade Poco. I don't really like this skin. Maybe it's one of the best skins in the game for somebody. Well, not the best, but maybe all of you like it. But personally, I don't really like it. I think Serenade Poco, it's just, it's not a color variation, but... He basically turns white and has a rose in his mouth. And then his attacks kind of look cool. They're kind of pinkishy white like him. But yeah, overall, I don't really like this skin. And I'll give it a 5 out of 10. And this skin costs 149 gems or 5,000 bling. So, pretty much for one of my least favorite skins in the game, but maybe you love it. So, yeah. So, the fifth the fifth skin is going to be Doll Jessie. So, this skin just came out, and I don't know that much about it. I don't think it has any attack animations. The base model is kind of cool, yeah, but I think it's a little bit creepy, and Jessie already has, like, the bandit skin and the knight Jessie, and they're all really good skins, and I just think that this is probably one of her worst skins, and it's an okay skin, but they could have made it better. So this one is 29 gems or 1000 bling, and my rating for it is 5 out of 10. Still pretty bad, so yeah, but now we will go into the better and more, like, you can see that they have actually really, really tried on these skins, well, my opinion. And yeah, so coming in number 4 is El Corazon. I might be pronouncing that wrong, but it's in Spanish, so yeah. So this is for El Primo. So he's just white. He has kind of like a cape on, a blue cape. I think his attacks are like come out little roses, or like they're reddishy blue attacks. But yeah, it's a decent skin. It's 79 gems or 2750 bling. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. I mean, not the best, but not the worst. So the third best skin is Sam the Teddy. So Sam the Teddy, it's not, I don't like the skin just because it's for Sam. This skin on itself is a really good skin. Like the base model, it looks really great. It's probably one of my favorite, like, 29 gem skins. That, like, my favorite ones are Bluebird Edgar, Sam the Teddy, Lollipop BB, I think. Yeah, Dark Chester. But yeah, and I just think it's a really good skin just for 29 gems or 1000 bling. And definitely, if you have the chance, then definitely get it. So this skin is 8 out of 10, and it's the third best skin in the Brawl Time skin series. So the second one is going to definitely be Cupid Piper. I don't know what it is about this skin, but I love it. So the attacks, they're like goldishy red, and if your team, and if it's on the red team, then they're like reddishy white, kind of. But I just think it's such a good skin. The base model itself looks really good. The attack animation, I love the attack animation. That's my favorite part about it. When she jumps into the air, like, these kind of like satchels that kind of look like hearts pop out, and her attacks, her base model, she has a really good pin, and I just think it's just such a good skin, and it is for 149 gems, so it is going to be a great skin. Just that Cupid Piper, she was on sale yesterday, and I definitely got her because I love this skin. And for 39 gems, it's definitely a steal. So it was 5,000 bling, and I give this skin a 10 out of 10. I love it. But now we are going to go into the top one, like the best Valentine skin. And if you don't agree with me, then what's wrong with you? So it is going to be Smooth Lou. So I bet everybody saw this one coming. So this one is, he has like, he's kind of in a blue suit. He has a, not a top hat. He has like a, kind of like, he has like, kind of like a top hat, just a little bit smaller. I don't know what you call them. He shoots little microphones that just look so good. His super, there's like notes going around his massive ice puddle. And this skin, the base model, the color scheme, the attacks, the super, the everything, all the animations, his pin, it's just such a good skin. And only for 79 gems or 2750 bling, it's a really, really, really good skin. And if you're looking to get a skin for Lou, I'm like, it's either this or basically just this one, because all the rest, they're kind of okay. They're not bad. Just this one definitely probably lose best skin, and one of my favorite ones, 11 out of 10, definitely. So this episode actually is kind of short, so I'm just going to go over the Q&A. So I have my stand now, because I didn't have it in the last episode. Oh no, I might have had it in the last episode, I'm not sure, but this episode should sound a little bit better. I didn't get too many plays for the last episode. I only got 13 plays, so that's kind of weird. But wait a second, I need to check something. It says that, wait, did I post the episode yesterday or the day before yesterday? Tell me in the Q&A, because it says I posted it one day ago, but I'm pretty sure I posted it 2 days ago. Yeah, sorry, that was kind of weird. So I did go over episode 13, but I'm going to go over episode 14 now. So, yeah, let's see. This one episode was pretty long, but it's my least popular episode, I think, which is kind of weird because I thought a lot of people would like it. So, the poll was, how old are you? There was 8 votes, 2 people said, other in the Q&A, 1 person said 10, 2 people said 11, 1 person said 12, and 2 people said 13. Sorry, I didn't put 14, 15, and 7 or 6. I'm guessing nobody is 7 or 6, maybe, but I'm guessing nobody is really, yeah. But I am sorry I didn't have that, it's just it didn't let me make even more. So the Q&A was only 4 responses, so I guess it's okay. Isaac says, I asked me anything, because I didn't know anything. I didn't know what to ask you really, but yeah. So Isaac says, best top 5 brawlers currently, so he wants me to make an episode about the top 5 best brawlers right now. And I will go over that, like I said before, but I will go over that in the next update, which is, I think it's like in 10 days. I'm sorry, you have to wait. But it's just that Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I just went brain dead, whoops. Okay, it's just that in the next update, there's going to be even better brawlers. Then, well, they're going to get more hyperchargers, so maybe Buzz and Piper are going to be the best ones in the whole meta. I'm not sure, we'll see then, but because just if you didn't know, they're going to get a hypercharge. So, yeah, I think Piper was. But, like I said, yeah, I'll do it in the next update. Sorry if you have to wait long, but yeah. So Goofy Gamer 2 says, what country are you from? So he is from the Goofy Gamer podcast. Definitely ask, if Goofy Gamer is listening to this episode, then do you want to do a collab? Just asking you. But I want to say, now I'm going to reply. He says, what country are you from? And I am going to say Latvia. So probably nobody knows where this is. It's a small country. My dad is from England, so I know how to speak English, but that's not the native language. Nobody really understands. If I spoke to you in Latvian, then you wouldn't understand anything. So Easton says, I'm 14, but I'm almost 15. Larry and Laurie were so annoying. Bull is OP in close range or bushy maps. So, okay, so you're about to turn 15. Great, happy birthday if you're already 15. Larry and Laurie were so annoying. Yes, they were, definitely. They still are. Not too much, but kind of, because they can still do a lot of damage. And Bull's OP in close range or bushy maps. So I think this is a question. And really, he's good in kind of both, but definitely bushy maps are his, like, environment, because he just sneaks up on you and he can do 4,000 damage at max close range. So Kaka says, I'm 2.5 years old. Oh wow, didn't know that the 3 2-year-olds are listening to my podcast. Wait, how have you gotten 50,000 trophies in 2.5 years? Wow, I guess you got a lot. Well, hey, hi, 2.5 years old, Kaka. But yeah, so onto the poll. Eastern Goofy Gamer, yeah. But you might see a collab soon, I think. Yeah, okay, I think that's going to be wrapping up for this episode. I hope you like it, and I will see you in the next one. This is Bulsa, pulsating out.